Next item on the agenda will be item number 13, request for public hearing.
Thank you very much. We will do the two public hearings. Are we going to do the discussion as well?
We will do the request for public hearings, and then I had told Mr. Robbins, who had some question or concern about the experimental shrimp fishery that would be done probably around noontime, but I can also, while you're doing that, I can be doing this as well. So proceed.
This evaluation was put forth by Mr. O'Reilly, and he regrets he cannot be here today, but he has to represent the Commonwealth at Mid-Atlantic Council this week in Annapolis. This is a request for a public hearing to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-950-10 pertaining to black sea bass to improve the characterization of directed and bycatch fishery permits for the black sea bass fishery. The evaluation was initiated by the result of two concerned Virginia commercial black sea bass directed fishery permittees inquiring about the requirements to remain eligible in the fishery. This limited access fishery has been an ITQ, or an individual transferable quota fishery, since it was established in 2003. To obtain a permit, individuals are required to do three things: possess either a commercial fisherman registration license or a seafood landing license from VMRC, land and sold in Virginia at least 10,000 pounds of black sea bass between July 1, 1997 and December 31, 2001, and finally possess a federal black sea bass moratorium permit for their vessel. These requirements allow a permit holder to harvest and or transfer any portion of their ITQ. Presently, Virginia has 37 black sea bass directed fishery permittees. 30 meet these requirements I've just mentioned. The contention by these two fishermen was that the permittee must maintain this federal moratorium permit to be eligible for the state quota, even if they did not presently own a vessel. There are seven permittees that do not possess this 2018 moratorium permit. However, staff have discovered that National Marine Fisheries Service may issue what's called a confirmation of permit history, or CPH, for persons who don't currently own a fishing vessel but who have retained the ownership of the fishing and permit history of a vessel that was previously permitted. A little confusing there, but it's there in case the vessel sinks, they sell their vessel, the vessel is damaged, those kind of circumstances. So it allows them to remain in the fishery. They can sell their quota, but they cannot fish until they get a moratorium permit. So they're still eligible for the fishery, but they can just transfer their quota. Of these seven, the staff have determined that four maintain their rights through the CPH, and we are still investigating the vessel history of the three others. To better describe the intent of this regulation and to ensure all permittees in Virginia are eligible for their state quota, the staff are recommending a small change to Section 46 of Chapter 4, VAC 20-950, in particular on page 4 of your evaluation, subsection B, to clarify that once a person establishes eligibility, they remain eligible for the permit unless all shares of their quota are permanently transferred, which means they entirely get out of the fishery. Staff is recommending the Commission approve advertising this amendment to Chapter 4 VAC 20-950-10 for January 2019 public hearing.
Any questions by members of the Commission for Mr. Gear? What's the pleasure of the Commission?
Move to approve request for public hearing.
Motion made by Dr. Neal to approve the request for a public hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.